Now I'm on my way to the George. I think it's okay from the traffic report that I got. So I'm all set. It's Friday. Hope to get out of here a little early. And what do we got for a temperature? 59 degrees. My wife had me turn the fan off this morning. She only got home about an hour or so ago. She went upstate Connecticut to visit her niece in prison. And it was bad traffic there and back, so she just went to bed just now. Luckily, she's still off, so she said, don't wake me. I'll call you when I get up. So that's fine with me.
Yeah, very good. Did she end up, I guess she didn't take your car. She took her own?
No, my brother-in-law drove. He took his car. He said he didn't feel comfortable driving somebody's brand-new car. So I said, okay, no problem. Just as well, my son ended up taking mine to work. And looks like he drove a little bit more than just work. I'm missing a lot of gas. Not a lot, but significant amount. So I might top off today. Just so I have, a full tank starting Monday.
Very good. Okay. Over to you, Carlos. KD2, VOR.
Yeah, Charlie, you're letting your son drive your car already. Did you read him the Riot Act before he takes it out?
Oh, yeah. I told him one ding, one nick, one scratch, one piece of garbage left in the car, and you're going to be walking us to work.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You know, at least to give him a sense of responsibility, because, you know, something like that, I know how it is. It's something personal, you know. It's like, I guess, yes, a ham radio operator would be like, who's going to fix my radio unless, you're going to leave it the way it was, you know. But that's good. No, I'm kind of, I don't know if it's too personal to ask, but you said your wife's visiting her niece in prison. Is that something serious or just a temporary thing?
Yeah, it's pretty serious. She could be there. The way the law stands now, she could be there another 8 years. Of course, she's hoping that doesn't happen, but I think she'll be there at least four or five more years. She DWI and head-on collision with another car and killed three people.
And 1LU is KD2BOR, KD2BKO. That's pretty serious indeed, yeah. I guess, you know, I don't know if that's, the first time that she was caught doing that or whatever, but I guess something, serious like that, there's always hope in the appeal process, but we'll see, I don't know, it depends. All right, let's throw it over to Rocky, KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos, KD2BOR. Charlie, by any chance, did you get my text that I sent you yesterday?
Yes, I did. We'll have to talk more about that, maybe off the air or something. But, I did get your text. Carlos, don't lose any sleep over her. She's where she belongs. I don't know if she deserves 10 years, but she certainly deserves a lengthy sentence. She did kill three people. Believe me, I haven't lost an ounce of sleep. And, I'm not crying for her at all. She screwed up her own life. She had three little kids at home. She went out partying, drinking, and killed three people and then tried to backpedal and not take responsibility for it. I have no love for her whatsoever. Her mother, they're horrible, horrible people. And she got what she deserved. First thing her mother said when she met with the lawyer who was going to defend her, this whole thing took like 7 years before she finally went to prison. First thing she said to the lawyer is, jail is not an option. Jail is not an option. I don't know who the hell they think they are. But anyway, I guess it is an option.
I'm 1LU, KD2DKO. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, your wife is a really good person for visiting, if that's the case, because, But I'll tell you what, you know, sometimes people do crazy things when they're young, you know. I don't know what the situation is. I can tell you somebody that I know personally when I was growing up. He must have been a teenager at the time. He went out to New York one time, I guess, you know, clubbing or whatever, just back in the 70s. And as I recall, he actually hit a bag lady or whatever. And immediately, you know, he came home because, you know, he lived in Jersey at the time, came home, called the cops and reported the, I guess he came home in a cab, and he called the cops and reported the car stolen. So, you know, he actually got away with it. But I don't know how people could do stuff like that and live with themselves, you know. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of weird. But anyway, let's throw it over to Rocky, KD2BOR, KD2DKO.
Thanks, Carlos, KD2BOR. Hey, Charlie, I was looking at something on the eBay from that guy who does the microphones, W2ENY. I wanted to ask him a question about something, and you can't even get through to him because of the backlog of questions he gets. Do you know how to get, how did you ever get a hold of him to talk to him?
I don't recall if I got through on eBay or if I went, I think if you type in his call sign in a Google search, you'll be able to find, he's got a web page also. You might be able to contact him through the web page.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm on the internet now looking at that. I punched his call sign in. I went to him to ask him a question about something for a modification on a D104 mic. Okay, I'm going to look around here. Back over to you, Carlos, KD2VOR.
Yeah, speaking of D104s, Charlie, would you know, could you use a D104 on one of these FM transmitters? Because I know they have preamplified and they have a battery, at least the older ones had a 9-volt battery. And I know they're basically made for AM, you know, signals. But would they actually, could they work on on 2 meters and 440?
Probably. I'm not sure. You'd have to check what the impedance is. You know, what the radio's looking for is a impedance and what the mic does. I know what would be a good mic on that is the 575 M6, the Estatic. I know a guy that changes all his radios over to those microphones. In fact, I was even thinking of getting one and putting it on this, because then I can adjust the tonal quality a little bit. But I'm not sure about a D104. It seems like overkill. But certainly, a 575 M6 a static would work on there. You just have to get it wired up properly.
Yeah, I guess, if you really wanted a base station microphone, you know, a D104 is an option, but there are other ones out there. What somebody should actually do, though, is combine, like, the best of the mobile microphone with a base station microphone. You notice the base station microphones, they never have the numbered keypad. Now, somebody should actually design one that has it and, be the best of both worlds. You could use it as a base, and you don't lose the functions when you want to program the radio.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't think there's anything out there like that. I know there's add-on keypads that you can use for different radios. I think Yaesu with the 857, I think there's an add-on keypad that you could buy for that. Because the hand mic, at least the one that I use, doesn't have the keypad on it. But yeah, I'm not sure. I use the keypad once in a while, but I don't miss it when I don't have one. I try to make sure the radio's close enough to me wherever it's mounted that any kind of functions I can do on the fly. But it is nice having the keypad. This one that I'm using now, the keypad, the up and down buttons are on the keypad. They're not on the top of the mic, which I prefer for going up and down frequencies or channels, memory channels. So this one I have to, kind of awkwardly hold it and find the right button on the front of the mic for the up and for changing frequencies. It's a little awkward, but that's just the way they had it. With it on the top of the microphone, all I'd have to do is use my index finger and change. Now I got to kind of slide the mic a little bit and search for the button.
M1LU KD2DKO. Yeah, this one on the Anytone, I like it. It's a nice looking microphone, but the up and down key is on the right side, and I guess when you're clicking it, if you talk at the same time, chances are that you're going to hit both, and if you hit both, it emits like a tone. I don't know if it's one of the other things you can program. There's so many things you can program through this, but a lot of people have complained. I've never really had the problem, because obviously when you're transmitting, you're not going to be going up and down. But one time I think I actually did it accidentally. I was like, whoa, what was that? It sounded almost like an alarm going off.
Yeah, it's probably an error tone. Just to let you know that you did something wrong. Oh, back to my knees real quick. I don't want to dwell on it, but it is a passion of mine, because I was able to watch this whole thing unfolding. I even went to one of the trials that she had, one of the days of her trial, and I actually got to see her on the stand and lie under oath. So believe me, my heart's not bleeding for her at all. But she was far from a young lady. She was in her 30s when this happened. Like I said, she had three kids home depending on her. And she was out celebrating because she was finally going to ask her husband for a divorce. So she was, out partying and looking forward to her new life and, not even thinking about her kids, obviously. She's always been a big drinker, which came out in the trial. But, you want to play, you got to pay. I always took that chance. I'm far from a saint. I get so wasted. I remember one time I stopped at a light going home after being out drinking all night, and I fell asleep at the light. Thank God I kept my foot on the brake. I might have only slept for 10 or 15 minutes, but I remember getting off an exit in Brooklyn after coming home from drinking, and I decided, not knowing where I was, I got off the exit about 100 yards too soon and went over the divider and, really bottomed out my car, and it was quite a mess, but never hurt anybody. But you gotta face up to responsibility if you do something like that. Can't expect to lie your way through it, and that's exactly what they did. They had one of the what they thought was one of the best lawyers, and Mickey Sherman. I'm sure you've heard of him. That was her lawyer. Her mother sleeps with an older, married, wealthy contractor. He's almost dead now, but, she got money from him to get this lawyer. She thought money was going to get her daughter off, but it didn't work that way.
M1LU, KD2DKO. Yeah, we all do crazy things when we're kids, but at 30 is kind of like, once you're in your 30s, you should know a little better. Actually, if you make it to 30, then you should consider yourself lucky, because, the crazy age is the teens, the early 20s, and people are clubbing and drinking and doing everything, and, sometimes you just wonder if you got there and, you didn't kill anybody, it's because there's a lot of luck had to do with it, But, at 30, I guess, you really should know better. But I'll tell you what, Charlie, it's also, it's society. It's a different world today than when we were growing up. You look at somebody like the President of the United States saying something like, I did not have sex with that woman, and then that's a flat-out lie. And then, what are the people who are listening, what are they going to say? Well, gee, if he got away with it, I'll go up there and lie, too. Just lie under oath. Everybody's doing it, If you don't set an example, people are going to follow it, and it's only going to create chaos down the road.
Yeah. Speaking of chaos, what a mess over here. Luckily, it's not going to the bridge. It's on the Deegan southbound, going toward Yankee Stadium, bumper to bumper. They're doing all sorts of construction, and part of it might be they're working over here on the bridge, and they've got some of the cranes down toward the Deegan, and they've got lanes closed, but it's quite a backup. I'm glad I got out of it. And now I'm heading toward the bridge. Yeah, well, you know what? When you have kids and a family like that, your priorities have to change. You can't be thinking of yourself, and that's all she was doing. And that's all she did after that was think of herself. She, you know, she didn't want to go to prison. Can't blame her. It's not a fun place to be, but, you know, three lives were lost because of her. She's got to pay somehow. And you can't expect to pay financially and satisfy those families that lost those family members. It was just a mess. Maybe the next time I see you at Rocky, I can tell you some of the details that'll curl your hair. And then you'll feel the same way I do about this whole thing.
82 BOR, let me see if I have it.
Kids are older now, but, who wound up taking care of the kids? Was it the father or somebody else?
Stand by a second. Go ahead, Rocky.
I didn't want to jump in like that, but I just said you're making the hair on my arm stand up just listening to the story you're telling me with that courtroom and all that stuff. Oh, my God. Back over to you, Carlos. Sorry about that.
That's okay, Rocky. I was curious as to who's raising the kids. I don't know if I'm guessing the kids might be older now, but who took charge of the kids after she went to prison?
Yeah, that's a bit of a mess, too. Father's a piece of garbage. He belongs in prison. Stand by a minute. I'm going underneath the apartment. Let me get out in the open.
See if I have it. Carlos, you're talking about microphones. I've been toying with this microphone at W2ENY. You can punch that in on eBay. He's got this desk mic that he puts together for Kenwood, Yaesu, Elinco, Tentec. I imagine that it would work also on your radio. The guy's got a very, very good reputation. Charlie can attest to that. It's a weird-looking thing, but I want to find out from him if he can make this Elinco not sound so tinny. I wanted to ask him a question, but I can't get through to ask him because he's got such a backlog. Over to you, Carlos, KD2, BOR.
KD2BOR, KD2DKO. Well, what makes you think that the Elinco sounds tinny? It doesn't sound tinny to me. You know, maybe a little treble. Obviously, it doesn't have the bass that the Kenwood has that you hear Charlie with. But, you know, I'm sure that has a lot to do with Charlie's natural, round-sounding voice. Your voice is raspier, so, you know, I'm guessing that's what I wanted to do the last time. I know that that Charlie went to visit you last week, but I wasn't around, I guess, but I wanted to record you guys on each other's radio. Maybe next time he comes over, I could do that so you can see. It always sounds good to me, though, Rocky. It doesn't sound tinny at all.
Okay, maybe I'm using the wrong words, because I listened to Victor on his 635, and last week Steve said when I got in my car, or in my truck, whichever, don't matter. When I got on the Yaesu, he said I sounded like I was booming in a lot more because the audio is a little different on those radios.
Well, yeah, I agree. When you're in the car, it does sound a little bassier. Yeah, if you're going to compare it with that, that's just the overall radio, though. I doubt the microphone's going to make a difference. I just think that's the sound of the radio in general.
Hey, when you get a chance, punch this guy in on eBay. Don't go to this microphone that I'm talking about for Elinco. Go to one of his D104 lollipop modifications, and he has two things you can play. One, the stock mic, and then with his modification that he does to it with the head inside the cartridge, and you listen to it, the audio difference is, like, unbelievable. It's W2ENY. Over to you, Charlie. 82 VOR.
Yeah, I've played those. It is pretty neat. But keep in mind, that sideband, too, that he's doing, that's not FM, so I don't know how it would sound on FM.
Yeah, this microphone I'm looking at, I spoke to you once before about it, Charlie. It's designed for FM. Like I said, it could be hooked up to a Kenwood, Yaesu, Elinco, Tentec. And he's showing, he says DR-635 and all the radios. You just got to tell him which one you want to wire it up for.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Well, what I'll try to remember to do is bring my recorder again to work Monday. And I'll record you on this radio, and then I'll record you when you get in the car. send them both to you. You can compare them. This one, I have to say, this one I think is loud. It's loud enough, and it's very natural. It sounds exactly like you sound in person. The Yaesu is a little bit more processed. It's louder, a little bit louder, and a little bit bassier. But this one sounds, this one reproduces your voice almost perfectly.
Okay, very good. Hey, do that for me. I'd like to hear the difference on the two radios. I really would like that. That'd be nice to you. Okay, over to you, Carlos. KD2, VOR.
KD2 VOR with N1LU. This is KD2DKO. I'm kind of curious, Rocky, what's the model number on the Yaesu that you have in the car?
The one I have in the car is the, I don't even remember, FT7900R, and I have the earlier version of it. I have the FT7800R at home.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm going to look it up because I'm kind of curious. Is that a dual bander, or is that, it does both, right? 2 meters at 440?
Yeah, it's UHF and VHF, but you can't monitor one and talk on the other like I can on the 35 and here and you can do and Charlie can do. It's not a true dual band, but it is both UHF and VHF.
Okay, I know what term it is. Yeah, that's, it sounds good. I like the audio on it. It is Yaesu. I don't know if other companies have actually met up with Yaesu. Yaesu has a reputation from years, you know, as being the top of the line. But I'm kind of curious. When I hear the sound of the Kenwood, you know, how good Charlie's radio sounds. And, you know, even when I was using the other Kenwood, you know, with that other microphone, it sounded pretty damn good. And then you listen to that and you compare and say, well, okay, Kenwood and Yaesu. Is Yaesu still top of the line? What do you think, Charlie?
I think Yaesu has radios that are considered top of the line. I think it's personal preference. Some guys like Icons. Some guys love Yaesu. Some guys like Kenwood. I think what Kenwood's got going over the other companies is they've been in the audio business for quite some time now with their stereo equipment, you know, their audio equipment. So they know how to handle audio. And they've been doing it for a long time, and I think it shows with their audio quality on their radios. But certainly, you know, the three tops, you know, are still, you know, they still have their fans, each one of them. Keep in mind, too, Rocky, whatever you hear over here, you're hearing it being processed by this repeater. If we jumped over to Weka, it would sound, you know, totally different. We could do that Monday as well. Record you over here on that radio that you're on now, the 635, and then jump over to 060, record you over there, and then you can hear the difference, because there is a difference.
Oh, I know that KD2BOR, that Weka machine makes everybody sound different. I've heard that before.
It's like that with different machines. You know, each machine has their own characteristics, but some really, really change the audio. Some are similar. But, yeah, I happen to like the audio over here. The Weka machine, it's okay. I think it's a little bit more high-pitched, a little bit more highs on the Weka.
You said it perfectly. I just wish I could get somebody to record me on the 850, because I've got some good audio reports out there and a few contacts I've made, but we just live a little too far away, I think, to do that.
Yeah, we do, and I'm trying to think. Yeah, see if I had a 10-meter mobile or something, I could bring it over one day, maybe on a weekend or something, and, you know, sit outside your house while you're transmitting, but, yeah, it's going to be tough to do that until you get your upgrade. Once you get your upgrade and you get another antenna, I'm sure sometime of the day we could work each other on 40 meters, probably well enough for me to get a good recording out of it.
Yeah, yesterday before I left the shop, I was on the site again. I started going through the question pool. I've been trying to do that a little bit each day. I got to try to apply myself. Like I told you once before, Charlie, I think I got to wait till the summer's over, and I'm at Debbie's house on Sunday, and I got more time to sit in front of the computer because I don't like to read books. I can read, of course, but I don't like to read books. I've been doing it with the online thing, and I'm shooting for February again, like I took my tech test. It'll be 2 years apart, but as soon as the cold weather comes in, I'm going to start cramming and see if I can get the upgrade. Over to you, Carlos, KD2, VOR.
Yeah, what I would suggest, Rocky, is, you know, try to cram it in, like, over the course of maybe a month or two. So if you're going to do that in, I wouldn't get so seriously into it now. If you're going to take the test in sometime in February, I would, like in December, I would start really, buckle down to try to get it. Because when I studied for the technician test, I only then did I realize that they also offer the general test if you pass. So I said, oh, what the heck? Let me just study for both. And I wasn't even aware that if you pass that they would give you the extra test. Or I would have tried for that also. Probably would have been an extra month of studying. But I would suggest just do little by little, and then start. When you know it's maybe about a month away, that's when you should probably just go for it. But, you'll pass. It's not really, sometimes they even actually repeat a couple of the questions from the previous test. So just, make sure you go over it. You'll do good. Right over to you, Charlie N1LU, KD2DKO.
Hey, KD2DKO, KD2BOR with N1LU Mobile. I know. I'm wondering if they have the book on tape or something, where you get listen to a recording of the book. Guys at work have these audio books that they listen to all the time. One of them makes a longer commute than I do, so he goes through them pretty quick. But audio books are pretty cool, and I think that would be a neat idea to have the each of the tests on an audio book. For guys that can't sit down and read, if they have long drives or something, to be able to listen to it like that, or even if they have a CD player in their house and they just want to sit in the recliner and listen to it rather than reading the book. But I don't know if they have that. I know they have it on a computer disc, and I guess it comes up on the computer and goes through different phases. But I don't think they have it as a audio book per se. Good rap.
Charlie, I thought of that while I'm at the shop because I work here by myself. My phone's ringing stuff, but a lot of times, I got the radio on all day, I'm listening. Or even before I got in the ham radio, I had my FM radio on. I was thinking about that. I could have something on in the background and start drilling that stuff into my head.
I think there's a webpage, W5YI. I think that has a lot of information on, getting your license. You might want to check that out. They may have something like that that you could put on and, get yourself a cassette player or something at work. Not a cassette player, a CD player at work and put the CD on and just listen to it while you're working.
82BOR. Yeah, that would be really good for me because, real quick, before I got washed up, I had to work on my cardiologist's Corvette yesterday, and I had to change what they call an oil pressure switch, and everything I look up said you had to take the intake manifold off the car. Well, I don't take nothing off of a car, and I don't have to. I watched a YouTube video, a guy had out there on changing the oil pressure switch without taking the manifold off, and I did the job yesterday, and his video was fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out there. I look at that all the time. That's how I was able to fix the side mirror on my Honda by watching the YouTube video first. All right, give me a minute. I'm going to top off over here. I'll be back. This is N1LU.
Okay, very good. I'm going to get washed up and hit the mobile, and I guess, Carlos, I'll pass it over to you when one of us get back. KD2BOR.
All right, gentlemen, I'll be on the side listening, KD2DKO.
N1LU Mobile.
82 BOR Mobile, pick it up, Charlie.
I may have to reposition this microphone every time I put it down on my lap, the cord gets stuck between the seats. And then I get a jerk on it to get the cord out. I might have to do some work this weekend, I was thinking of putting it on the passenger side. That way the cord's not going in between the seat and my leg. Anyway, that radio that you're on now is louder and it's got more lows in it. It sounds good. But believe me, the E635 sounds good too.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with that radio. I know Victor was playing with his and turning up the audio, but I'm just going to leave well enough alone. I'm getting good enough reports from you, and I don't want to put my fingers in it. It's a brand new radio. Like I said, it's still in the warranty, but I'd have to hate myself if I ruined it.
Yeah, like I said, you could also look online, Yahoo Groups, and do a search on the Elinkos DR635, whatever the exact model number is. See if there's a group out there. Join it. It'll take overnight. You'll have to tell them why you want to join. Give them your email address. Just tell them I own the radio and I want to learn more about it. And then overnight you usually get, I did that last night. I had to rejoin a group. I don't know why I lost the Kenwood group that I belong to, but all of a sudden I can't get onto it. So I had to rejoin last night, yesterday, and this morning when I got up, I had permission to access their group. But do that and get on the group and, you know, ask people, you know, what can you do to improve the audio? And, you know, you'll see, you get a lot of suggestions. Some guys may even say, oh, I'm using this microphone, and everybody says it sounds great. You know, you got that, I think you said you have some of those static 575 microphones. You should wire one up, or maybe get a hold of Gordon, see if he can help you wire one up for that Elinko and try that mic on it. Because that one, you know better than anybody else, you can adjust the tonal quality a little bit more than you can on, can't do it on any mic, but that mic you can, got that slide switch on the side of it. You can even make the audio louder with the volume slide switch. So maybe consider doing that.
82 BOR with N1LU. Yeah, I was thinking about that, Charlie. I do have a 575, an extra one. I have it at my house. I had it wired up to the Ranger 69FF before, but now I got a D104 lollipop on it. The only one thing, when I ordered an 8-pin plug from when I got the 850, I forgot to order to get a second one. I got to find a local place I can buy an 8-pin plug from.
Oh, that's right. The 635 is an 8-pin screw-on, right?
Yeah, same as the 235 that I got from you.
Yeah, okay, so that should be, you could do that yourself then. All you gotta do is find what the pinout is. I forgot, I thought that was the, that's why I mentioned Gordon, because he's pretty good with the crimp on ones, the RJ45s. If I wanted to get one for this, try one for this radio, which I'm seriously considering. I was looking online, I don't know how many you have. If you have extra and you want to sell one, talk to me. If not, I was looking online and thinking of getting one. And trying it on this rig, see if I can manipulate the audio a little bit with the slide switch.
Yeah, I want to sell one. I got one at home, and I got one for both of our Cobra 148s. The girlfriend doesn't use her radio at all anymore. I could consider getting rid of one of them. I'll think that over. Like I said, I got three of them in my possession, so... Because online, they're going for a lot of money.
I know, I was looking yesterday. There was only a couple online. One of them was buying now for like 90-something bucks.
There was a guy had one out there in a Cobra package, but it was, you know, near the end when they started to discontinue those mics, they were actually selling them D104 M6, 575 M6 wired for a Cobra.
and it was in a package, and it said Cobra on it, but it's nut wanted. $275 for it, brand new in an unopened package.
Yeah, you know, some of these guys, you know, think they're sitting on gold.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, let's see if Carlos is back in there. KD2, DKO, KD2, BOR, Mobile.
KD2 VOR with N1LU, KD2 DKO. I'm looking at the microphone, Rocky, that you said, what is it, by W2ENY, and it looks pretty cool, but did you say that there's also a video clip or something, a YouTube clip, that you could actually hear what the microphone sounds like?
No, not that one. He has nothing under that. But if you look at his other items, find the modification for a D104 to UG9, and you scroll down to the bottom of that one, and you can play the two different, the before and after audio clips.
Okay, I must be on the wrong site then, because I was looking at the list. I mean, this looks like a nice microphone, it's a bass microphone, and it says that, you know, he'll adapt it to all the radios, but I didn't see Olinco listed there. All the other major brands were, so I was kind of curious. You know, it looks like a nice mic. If it's the one that, you know, with a long neck, like a foot, I'd be curious to see what it sounds like. All right, let's throw it over to Charlie, N1LU, KD2DKO.
Okay, KD2DKO, N1LU. And then I know guys that, you know, put a combination of resistors or capacitors inside a microphone to adjust the audio, too. But, you know, I don't know enough about that to know which values to use, what does what. But I did hear about that, especially with the Olinco. I had done that with the one that I have at home. Well, I guess to try to change the audio quality a little bit. But anyway, I think the best bet is to try another microphone. And you're in a perfect position, yet I would definitely do that. Next chance you have, try to wire up one of those statics for that 635 and see how that sounds. Then we can, you know, I can record both of them and you can decide which one you like. And of course, you know, we'll set it up with the tone switch on the side, which way to go to manipulate the tone a little bit. Give me a minute. I still haven't hooked up with that guy. I want to see if he's around. Maybe he's away or something. Let me give him a call over on the frequencies that he gave me, and I'll come back before you park, I think. KD2BOR, N1LU, I'll be back.
Okay, very good. Carlos, you're looking at that mic. It says on the top, Kenwood, Yaesu. If you scroll down, if you highlight the... No, you don't have to highlight it. Once you highlight it, you were looking at it. If you highlight it, look at it. If you scroll down to the blue part, he's got it on, like, on a blue page. And it tells you all the radios that he can do it for. ICOM, Kenwood, Yaesu. And at the bottom, it has Olinco, 635, other ones, and also others, he says.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't sure if I was on the right page. Yeah, I saw all those, but I didn't see Olinco listed, where it says pay with PayPal. But it's interesting. Yeah, what Charles was saying is right. You know, it depends on the... your sound's going to vary from repeater to repeater, so unless you're hearing somebody on synthwise, you really don't know what the true sound is from your radio. And I've got my opinions on, you know, on all the local repeaters that I can hit. This one probably has the best overall bass sound, and the only problem I have with this repeater is that it does come in with a little white noise in the background. The Metroplex repeater doesn't give me any white noise whatsoever. It comes in full quieting, but for some reason, as good as it sounds, it doesn't sound quite as bassy as this one. I think the W2ABC repeater comes in nice, full tone, also not as bassy, but full quieting for me. And I think that Valhalla one that you were talking about, I forget what the frequency is. That one always sounded a little tinny to me. I don't know, maybe you get the same sound at your end.
B2VOR Mobile, yeah. This repeater always seems to have white noise behind it. I've noticed that myself. I hear that when I'm listening to the CBS group, but I'll tell you, I'm not saying anything bad about this repeater. I love it. I've had so many people on this repeater, it's unbelievable since I became a ham.
I'm back, N1LU.
N1LU. Yeah, no, we were just talking about the repeaters and the different sounds from all the different repeaters. But it would be good if maybe one day, if you do bring the recorder with you, to actually record Rocky directly on Simplex so you can see what he sounds like directly from the radio.
Yes, that's a good idea, too, so you can see how it sounds. Yeah, I was listening to him today coming down the Route 46 in Fort Lee. It's up real high over there, so I switched over to Simplex, and big difference between going through the repeater. You can hear the processing in the repeater to going to direct, and you can hear, you know, the clarity in the audio.
Had to turn my power down. I didn't realize I was still on 50 watts. Thank God this thing's got a fan on it.
Rocky, you have 5.2 in that radio?
Yeah, I got 5.2 in all my radios. I'm going to try to program up some of these Yaesus this weekend if I can.
Why don't you go there real quick so I can make a transmission. I want you to tell me how the audio sounds on direct.
QSY to 5.2.
I'll be back, Carlos.
KD2, BOR back.
N1LU.
Carlos, did you switch to Simplex by any chance when we went over there?
No, negative. You guys want to try it again, see if I can hear either one of you?
Yeah, let's try it again, just for the heck of it.
Roger.
KD2DKO.
KD2, go back.
N1LU.
Yeah, I heard a lot of noise. I could hear you, but way. I mean, if this had a real, genuine meter, it would be like you'd be a half with a noise level. Actually, you'd be like a six with a noise level of 5.5. Let's put it that way. But I did hear you. I couldn't hear Charlie at all.
I think my elevation and where I am right now, I can get west to you better, a little better than where Charlie's sitting.
Yeah, to the west of me, I think I have my building in my way. Carlos, next time you're on, let me know, obviously. And when I'm coming down Route 46, just as I'm getting off to George, I'll let you know and then you can check the input. I'd be curious to see if you can hear me when I'm up that high.
I think I tried it one time, and I did hear you, and I actually heard you pretty well, better than I heard Rocky tonight. So, I don't know. I'm guessing you were around 46 at the time.
Okay. Well, what town are you in?
West Orange, on the, I guess on the side of the mountain, overlooking the Manhattan skyline.
All right. I get a look on the map when I get inside, see where that is in relation to where I am here at work.
I'm kind of curious. Do you hear that white noise? It's been on this repeater. I mean, ever since I first discovered this repeater, you could hear a small amount of white noise that I can't hear at all on Metroplex or on the W2ABC repeater. Is it just a characteristic of this particular repeater, do you think, Charlie, or do you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it. You know, it's way down in the mud. You know, it's down at the bottom. I don't know if it's necessarily white noise. It almost sounds like the hiss you'd hear on a recording or something. Rocky, make a transmission. Let me see if I hear it on your signal, too.
KD2, BOR in the mobile. Just taking my little morning cruise.
Yeah, I hear it on Rocky, too. Way down. You know, everybody's obviously over it. But I think it's just, you know, like you said, one of the characteristics of this repeater.
I think you hit the nail on the head as far as to describe it. It's exactly what it sounds like in the old days of cassette, when you're listening to cassette, that inherent hiss that you do not get with CD. I guess that's the difference. This sounds cassette, like a cassette sound, a hiss, a little hiss in the background. And I don't get that with the Metroplex or the W2ABC, but I don't get that full bass quality that you hear here on the Alpine repeater, right, either with either one of those.
Yeah, I don't know enough about this repeater to know why it's like that. I noticed the other day when it was windy, there was a lot of static on the repeater. That I certainly have come to recognize, that on windy days you're going to have that problem. It almost sounds like, you know, something's loose. I don't know if there is or if it's just where it's located, the antenna bouncing around, who the hell knows. But I have noticed that on windy days with this repeater. This is N1LU.
Let me see if I have it. KD2VOR, Bob, the net coordinator, was mentioning that the other day, Charlie, that there was a lot of noise on the when the CBS net was on.
Yeah, it always corresponds to a windy day. You know, I don't know if there's something wrong or something loose or if it's just inherent, you know, in the fact that the antenna's, you know, moving around and where it's mounted. You know, one day I think I'd like to go up there with them when they go to service the repeater, just, you know, just for the heck of it, for my own sake, see where it is, see how it's mounted and everything. But, you know, for the most part, it's a very good repeater. It has its quirks, little hiccups every now and again, but it's pretty reliable.
I noticed one thing. We're getting a lot more people. I've been hearing call signs that I haven't heard before. A lot of people are finding out about this repeater, and they're knowing that it's run pretty good, and we got a lot of nice people out here.
Yeah, well, if you scan around, especially this time of the day, not a heck of a lot going on 2 meters. It's about the only game in town, and even in the afternoon, there's a few repeaters. A few repeaters that have activity. 850 usually always has activity. This is about the only time that 850 is quiet, you know, the live mark machine. But there's not a heck of a lot of activity going on this time or even when I'm driving home on 2 meters, at least in this general area.
Yeah, I'm basically stuck on 955. I go up to K2XDX's repeater in the morning also. There's a lot of guys out there on 440. And, you know, I listen over there. Actually, I got both of them on at the same time. Okay, over to you, Carlos. I don't know how long Charlie's going to be in a mobile. I'm going to say 73 to him. I don't think he's going to get out yet, but if he is, let me give him my 73 and have a good weekend. Charlie, over to you, Carlos.
All right, 73 to you, Charlie. Have a good day and a good weekend if we don't hear from you again. I was going to say, I'm going to look for Bill, WI2LYP, because I think he might still be at his son's in Virginia. I don't know what happened. He got on that W2ABC repeater, the UHF band that I gave you, and, you know, he came in perfectly, but then they must have shut it down. I haven't been in communication with him. I'll send him a text to see if he's still on, so maybe we can try to communicate with him. I'd be curious. I hope you got the email. I sent you the information on it. All right, over to you, Joe.
Yeah, I did get it once I figure out what I'm doing. I'm trying to get the nerve to ask my wife if I can set up the radio in the car when we go to D.C. and to Maryland. You know, I'm going to set up the 208H. I think she'll let me because I'm not going to go from the battery. I'm just going to use the accessory socket and keep it on medium power. That way, you know, when I'm done, I can take everything out and you won't even know there was a radio in there. In her other car, I had a wire going from the battery. And it was always there, coming through the fender wall and then taped to the running board or whatever, you know, inside the car, the door jamb. And I don't think she appreciated that too much. So if I tell her that, you know, I'll just put it in, when we're done, I'll take it out, and you won't even know I was there. She may be receptive to that. I hope so. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to do too good with an HT. You know, I need the mag mount on the roof and a little bit more than 5 watts. But anyway, yeah, let me get out of here. Let me get inside. I want to get the hell out of here today. KD2POR and KD2DKO, 73 guys, have a good day and a nice weekend if I don't talk to you on my way home. This is N1LU. Go ahead, Rocky.
Okay, 73 again, Charles. Maybe I'll talk to you over the weekend if you're not too busy. I don't know. Sometimes you talk to Josephine on Sunday mornings there. I'm usually out in the yard. I'll have the HT with me. 73, over to you, Carlos.
Yeah, 73 is Charlie. Maybe I'll catch you on the ride home today. I just opened the window. It's nice and cool out, so I'm enjoying that. 73 is, speaking of cool, you're probably going to be freezing inside. But have a good day at work.
All right, take care, guys. N1LU, clear.
Hey, Carlos, I'm at my destination. Let me put it down. Have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. Also, if you're out there, have a great day, you and your roommate. 82 BOR Mobile. Now, you sound like me at about 4:30, 5 o'clock at night. You sound like you need to hibernate somewhere and get yourself some sleep. All right, let me run, Gordon. Good hearing you out there. Be careful driving. We'll talk to you down the log. W2TTT, KD2BR.
70 Rocky, God bless. KD2BR, W2TTT Mobile.
Connected YB2LSR. YB2LSR timeout. KC2ZUM.
Okay, nothing heard, but we will call for additional check-ins.